This is something that we expected. We expected this, especially when the party this year designated him as chairman again.
What is the view of the people of Rwanda?
At the last party congress, they designated him as the leader of the party, chairman again. And that was a signal that he was going to run for president. We're just waiting. It was just a matter of time before he could admit that he's going to run again.
As I read the article, the president said that he's doing the will of the people and they would like for him to run.
Yes. You know, he has a very positive track record, right? So lives of people have improved, unemployment has reduced, and so on. So people are keen to have him run again.
Now, how would you describe democracy in Rwanda? Where is the opposition?
Right. So the opposition in Rwanda is weak because the ruling party, the RPF, it's a party that describes itself as a family, or I don't know how to translate it in English, but it's something like a family. And then so what happens as a result is that anyone who's smart, they offer him a job, even if they don't agree with him. So now the thing is, people, as a result, what calls itself the opposition are twofold. There is one group that is in parliament, as in government, that calls itself opposition. And there are people who fled Rwanda who call themselves opposition. But some of them have been sentenced, but all in all, there are no people who present strong alternatives against him. That's mainly why, because other people, it's not like we don't have many people who can run, but all the people who are capable to run to oppose him do support him. It's the people who can't, who have been sentenced, people who have fled the country because they had issues with the law, are the people who call themselves opposition, but they don't have a following.
Of course, it can be said that, and as some human rights groups have said, that the reason that it doesn't seem that there is a viable opposition is because of the policy of Mr. Kagame against the opposition.
So you have two people. I'll give you an example. So you have a woman called Victoire Ingabire who opposes Kagame, opposes the RPF. This woman's husband has been sentenced for genocide. Her mother is a genocide perpetrator, sentenced by courts, eh? Mother, father, and husband. And on first time when she came to Rwanda, she said, this memorial of genocide only has Tutsi, where are the Hutus? So immediately she was accused of genocide revisionism and she was arrested and so on. That's who we have for opposition. She hasn't come up with economic ideas, migration ideas, agriculture, peace, stability, security, any developmental idea. Or she's into ethnicism, Hutus and Tutsis and this and that. So that's who the government does not tolerate because, you know, it's banned in Rwanda to do ethnic profiling and so on. So the people in the opposition are people who are peddling ethnic profiling, ethnic stigma, ethnic this and that. And those are people who cannot be tolerated by the government in place because of the genocide legacy that the country has. But, you know, when anybody does an analysis of the political landscape in Rwanda, they never take into account that. That's what Rwandans say. That's a skewed analysis.